The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. We have a really interesting topic today because we're going to talk about some of the challenges that we might feel with the full moon coming up on January 28th, might be 29th, depending on where you are in the world. But there is a silver lining to this full moon, and we have opportunities that are very, very positive if we're willing to look at life from the bigger picture. We need to change and shift that focus. We've mentioned that a couple of times, but we're going to talk about that in detail today. So I want to welcome everyone to the show. We have the live chat open over on my YouTube channel. That's Jen Royster. You can find it that way. It's right on my website, jenroyster.com. We are also live streaming on Facebook through Transformation Talk Radio's network. So we want to say hello and thank you to our network for that. So they're watching it for me over there. So hello to everyone over there. So welcome to everyone that's showing up. I see everybody in there already. So looks like we have some good vibes already. And one of the affirmations that I put out for today, because we are working with law of attraction and how we want to create our life, we're about to end a cycle. And yay, we are all ready to end this cycle. And a new one's about to begin right around the March equinox. But think about this affirmation today. If you put I am in front of anything, it's really telling the universe that this is where you want to be. This is your intention. So if I am manifesting with intention, okay, my problems do not push me. My dreams do. And so it is. I want everybody to think about that. I love that one. Your problems don't push you. Your dreams do. Choose for that. Your dreams of what, how you want your life, your dreams about the things that you want to do with your life, the projects you want to start, the direction you want to take, the changes you want to make. Problems don't push you. Claim that. The problems are not going to push me anymore, but they're just not going to push you in the now here, but your dreams do. So I want to leave everybody with that because I really love that. The angels are definitely with us today. I've been meditating and asking for that insight today to help with the clarity and understanding of the message in this one today. So we are looking at the astrological energies coming in for this full moon. It is a Leo full moon, and a Leo full moon has a lot of heart-centered energy, heart-centered choices, heart-centered passions. Also, the courage to act on those passions and those heart-centered choices. You know, sometimes we need the courage to move and act and take action and really just put ourselves forward and make things happen in our lives. When we're manifesting with intention with a Leo full moon, now Leo full moon, yes, there's a lot of manifesting energy here. However, full moons are known to be about releasing. So yes, we do. And we're going to talk about some of this mixed energy because you're going to feel a little bit of everything with it. So let's go over the part that we really don't want to keep our focus on too long, but we want to acknowledge that it might be there. Okay, so some of this energy is intense. It's a strong energy brewing up, And it's about a week out. So you might start to be, we're about, today's the 21st, we're doing this show. So yeah, it's on the 28th. So it's about 1 week. And you might be feeling that start to build up a little bit. So you want to know that we're working to peak a completion point in the current cycle that we've been in for a while. Okay. We're about to leave that. This is wrapping it up. So this is finalizing. This full moon's kind of triggering this. Let's just bring this to a head. Let's just finalize this, be done with it, and move on and let it go. That kind of thing. So think about it that way. And so here's the thing. If we allow it to do that and show us what needs to come to the surface to be dealt with, or released and healed, forgiven, let go of, things like that. That's what we do with full moons. That's going to be very positive for you. I definitely called on Archangel Michael for this particular moon, because with a moon that's intense, it can feel scary. You can, you know, have the fears start to conjure up underneath, and you start getting overworked up and overwhelmed by, like, well, what if, and then you start second guessing and things like that. There is a mixed energy of intensity, agitation, things like that. Yes, they're there. However, like I said, there's that silver lining, which we're going to talk about today. I do want you to know those unraveling of hidden emotions, or those things that we've tried to tuck away and try to handle, you know, okay, that's bothering me, but I don't really want to go there. Give yourself the opportunity to go there, to heal, to let it go. You don't want to keep carrying it. It's just going to weigh you down. And emotions stuffed away and not processed can do that. And when we have our soul urging us with Leo energy to, like, you know, live your passions, you see, it's going to be nudging you, like, what does your heart really feel about this? How do you feel when you really think about your passions and what you really want to do about it? Now, it's not about releasing it out on everybody else. It's about dealing with it and handling it. And it's also, the 10-second rule would definitely apply here if you're feeling that intensity. We might be hypersensitive to the way other people react, or something like that, that we live close to or around a lot, or people in our circle. You have to understand that everybody processes things differently, but we're working on how you can do this. Now, here's the really cool part about this moon. This moon might feel a little bit like, okay, I feel good. I feel cranky. I feel irritated. I feel a little nervous. But then at the same time, I just feel this underlying passion to make something happen. You're going to have an influence with that Jupiter expansion with this moon as well. So Leo has this courage to do it and live the passions. Jupiter gives you that freedom and that expansion to go for it. But then we have a little bit of intensity with the moon. So you might feel like, wait a minute, this is like, I feel all of it. Here's where law of attraction comes in. And this can be like an elixir for law of attraction. You focus on that direction you want to take in your life. What we want to do is use a calm, steady approach, not take Jupiter energy and just go all over the place without thinking about it. I know. See, I told you it was a mixed bag. I told you. But it's taking that energy and going, you know, what if, you know, I could do this? Think it out. Meditate on it. Ask for some clarity and some insight. Don't be afraid to take action, but think about your action and have a plan here. You know, just don't go running off and not thinking about it, because that can be a little bit more reckless, and we don't want to use the energy of Jupiter that way. So this is a fantastic energy though, and that's why I want to bring it up. It's a fantastic energy for launching something brand new you want to do in your life, whether it's personal, business, change of address, whatever it is you want to do, great energy for this. Jupiter's associated with abundance and expansion. So we want to use those positive traits of that. Leo is that courage and that heart-centered choice and heart-filled passions. And, you know, this is what I want. So that's what I love about the affirmation that I chose for this show. We don't want to be focusing on our problems pushing us. We want our dreams to push us in the direction that we want to go. So it's a fantastic, and if you haven't done it, write it down, write it down. And if you haven't grabbed the abundance calendar, go grab it. It's great for journaling and having your gratitude moments on a daily basis. And then you can look back 6 months, 3 months, 1 month, see how you're doing through the year. We're going to be focusing a lot on how we can move in a positive direction with intention, how we can change our lives for the better. And there's this opportunity is there. It's absolutely there. There's a lot going on with the energy that can make you feel like, whoa, on this full moon. It can. What I'm presenting to you is the other side of this. Let's pull out with that Jupiter energy, zoom out, so to speak, and look at things from a bigger picture, giving you the opportunity to go, you know what? There's possibilities here. This is how I can get around this little obstacle. That's not going to be a problem. I just got to change up this or that. Instead of being so focused on like there's nowhere you can move or go or direction, if you stay small in it, that may be all you see. Or what had come before, or, you know, just the hopelessness that is being pushed on everybody right now. Just don't feel like that, because you can find opportunity here. This is the silver lining in this one. So yeah, you're going to see a little bit of everything. It'll bring attention to what, okay, if these fears or this confusion or this overwhelm's coming up, it's like putting the intention out there with the universe while you're practicing your law of attraction. I am manifesting with intention to focus with my dreams. Not my problems. That's what I want to bring to you. This is going to be perfect for this timeline. This is great for this one. There is a little bit of a challenge sometimes if you get caught up in those lower frequency mindset, you know, where, oh no, everything this or that, or what's wrong. You might have trouble connecting with the Jupiter energy. Put your intention there. This is where Michael says, help me carry those fears away. This is where Archangel Michael will come in very, very handy, very fantastic for assistance and support with this. He'll basically pick you up, brush you off, and say, keep going. You got this. And I love that. I love it. It really helped me. It just made me smile when he gave me that insight. He's like, he's not going to do it all for you, but he's going to remind you that you can do this. And he's going to give you that support, that enthusiasm, that pat on the back that you go, yes, you can. Don't doubt yourself now. Don't doubt yourself now. So this is a great angel to work with during this moon energy. You might start feeling it already. I usually feel it about a week ahead. You start to feel it. If you've been feeling back and forth with things, like you feel positive, then the next day you feel kind of out of sorts. Out of sorts is a good description of how it can feel. It can feel, you don't feel unhappy or angry, but you don't feel great either. You know, that kind of feeling, and it might make you feel that way because what it's doing is it's making you question. It's making you ask yourself some questions about where you are and where you want to go. And think about that question and answer it. You might change your answer every other day. What you're looking for is where you find the consistency. And when you're asking angels for insights, that won't be chaotic either. If it's coming from the angels, they will give you the same answer. You may not be ready to hear it. I don't know. But they're not chaotic either. So if it's chaotic, you wait for it. You wait for it to settle. And the thing about this energy, if it feels a little off for you, it will pass eventually. This is something that is wrapping up. If this moon is triggering things to come to a head, to peak and finalize that cycle and end that cycle, then it's, whatever's left is going to come up. So don't look at it as like, oh no, now everything's going wrong. No, this is helpful. This is helpful. You look at this as, I didn't see that. I'm glad that's being pointed out so I can, you know, process that. That's what you want to do with that energy. Then you're on the intention path of being positive to make it better. And it, this, if you have to write this affirmation down to remind you, do it, because the problems will present, probably the challenges, the things that might hold you back, but they're not going to push you and they're not going to be the energy and the motivation to make change. Your dreams and your positive will. That's what you want to choose here. So I wanted to kind of bring that to you because that's what we're talking about today. I'm looking forward to this energy, actually, because who isn't ready for a new cycle? We all are, and it's coming. In astrology, the cycles aren't like right on January 1st. They come in a couple months later. They come in around March. That's when it starts new. So the first couple of months in a year is usually, you feel like a little bit of overlap from the previous year challenges, and you're wrapping it up. You're finalizing and it's, you know, coming to a head and ending, because the first sign is Aries. The last sign is Pisces, which is more February. So that's just how that calendar runs. So the cycle is about to end, and yay. So we want to say, okay, what else is left so we can wrap it up and move on? Just finalize it and be done with it. Let me take a quick moment and say hello to everyone. How is everyone doing over in chat? It's good to see you guys. Welcome to everyone there. Beth saying, this is exactly how I'm feeling. There's a feeling of needing to move forward across the board, but I feel like bundle of nerves. Yes, exactly. That is the way this energy feels. It's like you want to go here, go there, go here, go there. The Jupiter energy is very motivating and very, wow, it just takes all the inhibitors away. However, you want to use it wisely. And, you know, I tell myself, this is what I tell myself when I feel Jupiter energy, because you can, when you really tap into it, you just feel like you could just do anything. And I go, now, hang on, let's be a grown up, you know, because sometimes I just feel it like childlike energy where I just get so excited. I just want to go, go, go. You want that drive and you want that motivation, but you want to do it with the discernment and the wisdom that we've gained over the years. And now we're adults. So that is a good way to explain how to use the Jupiter energy. Leo, same thing. Leo gives you the courage to do whatever you got to do. However, we want to have some discernment, and we want to use wisdom. We want to use our wisdom when we make those choices. So I like this a lot. This energy can really get us going between the two. Now, there's a lot of other influences going on out there, but we're focusing on these two today. So all those other ones that are out there is kind of bringing some of that questionable energy up, like, yeah, I want to be excited about it, but I feel kind of weird today. Yeah, I don't want you to be hard on yourself. I want you to just acknowledge that you do. He's like, yeah, I do feel kind of odd. When I feel that, I was actually feeling that yesterday a little bit, just questioning, you know, and I ask to be cleared. I ask and I do the clearing. I just clear my energy. I clear it. And sometimes you got to clear it several times a day. Clearing your energy so you're not holding on to the lower toxic energies that might be affecting you will be very, very helpful. Because why are we holding them? You know, why hold them? So some of the things that will come up, we want to address, we want to heal, not just clear it and we didn't deal with it. So some of this energy is wanting us to take responsibility for some of the feelings that we have and process it properly, really. I mean, just take care of it. You know, let's do it. Let's look at it. Let's understand why we feel that way. Not stay on it, but to not bury it under the rug again, to move on. this is a year of moving on. This is a year of really igniting creative energy and using it to create a new and better way and direction for your life. So we don't want to waste the time and the opportunity that we have. Jupiter's here to help us do that. And another wonderful angel to work with that keeps coming in for this is Gabriel. Gabriel's great for the creative energy. And I'm not even talking about just artistic. I mean, maybe you're just trying to find a new direction or path, or you just want to feel motivated about anything, you know? After being, you know, going through what we've all been through in the last year or so, and just feeling that restriction of some of it with the COVID and everything else, you know, we've just been like, and maybe you've been in lockdown or whatever. You don't want to feel like you can't do anything or you're just stuck, and it can kind of do that to you. But it gave us opportunity to explore and understand who we were. And I know it's like, oh, I don't want to go through that again. No, nobody does. But when we have things like that happen, we want to take the opportunity to see what we can see and grow from it. When we do that, that's just going to set you up so much more positively for when you're moving in a new direction in the future. It's not going to be, we practiced sudden change and major changes in our life. Yeah, we're used to the change. So now when change comes again, believe it or not, you can take that change and it be positive. You can go, you know, I want to make some changes. Let me just not avoid it anymore. Why not? Let's just do it. So that's wonderful. Now, Leo energy is very up front and center, and it can be leadership and confidence energy as well. That type of energy will do you well because it can give you the leadership you need for your own life. You're going to lead your life. You will be the leader of your own life versus, you know, somebody else. And you just go, you know, I don't know. And you just don't do anything at all. And then the confidence to do it. So we have a great lineup here. You might run into some obstacles. You might like, okay, but we're not going to be pushed by the problems. Remember, we're going to be pushed by the dreams. And you really want to remember that when you feel them in the next few weeks. Because in the next few weeks into February, we're wrapping it all up. Okay, this one's kind of like, all right, we're going to finalize this one. So it's a great lineup here to take us out of the box, to see things from the bigger picture. Definitely to see things from the different picture. So what we have here, we have Anahis, I'm not sure how to pronounce that. I'm hoping I'm doing that well. Clearing my energy constantly throughout the day has been my saving grace. Absolutely. Yeah. On some days you can feel like you're doing it all day long, but I'm telling you for your own health, for your own, you know, mental balance, for your soul, everything, it can really make a difference. Thanks for your wisdom and insight. Oh, you're so welcome. You're very welcome. Darlene, Lord knows I need that energy. Well, Darlene, yes, this is a great group for you. Welcome to the show. This is a great group of people that support one another as well. So you guys are great. You always bring great energy to the show. So I want to say thank you to that. One of the things between the two angels that I've brought up, Archangel Michael, great for the fears if they come up, great for the hesitation, great if you feel like you're getting caught in the lower frequencies, and what I mean by that is maybe some negative thinking, or now you're getting the old thinking that needs to go away, that's not helping you anymore. You're just feeling stuck or down in the dumps, all that kind of stuff. Michael, clearing. You want to do that part first. I recommend this. I mean, I would clear the lower frequencies away first, just saying, okay, thank you. Let me just sit here and just with intention, I just want to let this go and hand it over. And I love the visualization of just handing over the troubles and the problems, so to speak, that we don't want pushing us. just hand them over to him. And then you got to let them go and you see him take off and leave with them. It's a great visualization to help mentally letting go of it. And if you do that first, then ask Gabriel to come in and help you with the creative insights. You know, just the creative insights to come up with a plan or to take notice and not be afraid to make a change, but do it with a plan and structure. You know, you might find an idea and get super excited about it. Make sure you ponder it, think about it, question it. Don't avoid those questions that you need to answer. Like, oh, this looks great. Now, is this going to support what I'm trying to do? Ask yourself those questions. Is this really what I want to do? Is this, where I want to go? Is this going to be the answer? Things like that. Ask them and then answer them honestly. Definitely do that. That is going to help you so much. Journal it if you need to. So we're using that calendar that I put out there as a gift for you guys. It's on the website, right in the Learning Center, if you need it. If you're in YouTube, the link is right there in the description of the show. It'll take you straight to it. If you just pay attention and you're taking accountability for how you're feeling and what you want to do, and then making that choice to focus on that bigger picture, to zoom out, see things a little differently, there's got to be a different way or a different path or an approach. To me, it's everything. To me, it's one of the most powerful things that you as an individual have the right to choose how you want to do that. You can do that. You can absolutely do that. And I love it because it's not about feeling hope. This is where the hope is and the silver lining of what we need right now with everything that we've all been through. We need to feel the hope. There's possibilities, but we have to take the action. So these energies together will give us that. So let me see if we have any questions over in the chat. Okay, basically just mostly comments. So Darlene, she talks to the angels a lot. Didn't know how to do it correctly, I think is what you're saying. You're welcome. Well, I wouldn't say there's a right or wrong way, honestly, because there's lots of different approaches. That's a way that works for me very well that I'm sharing with you. But it is easier to have your focus clear if you've cleared off the lower frequencies. So thank you for defining that. Anna has, yes, that makes sense. Received that courage and motivation to be able to move with intention. Exactly. Exactly. I want everybody to make sure you've written that affirmation down. I highly encourage it. It motivated me so much. It just made me smile. Went, yeah, that's perfect. And you can use this at any time, honestly, but it will be magnified with this full moon. It will absolutely be magnified. So there's a lot of energy here to support us to wrap up the final last few weeks of an old cycle, old energy, old way of doing everything, old everything, so we can move forward. You'll still be planning to move forward. At the same time, that's what you want to watch with the Jupiter energy. The Jupiter energy is like, okay, let's go, let's go, let's do this. We got this. Don't forget the wrapping up and finalizing and letting go part, because you're just carrying it with you. And now you've got a closet full of energy and now you're trying to stuff more and want to start with a clean slate. Think of it as a clean slate, like, spring cleaning, house cleaning, whatever it is you need to do to get that focus there. Definitely clear out the old as it pops up. It may pop up in different random moments throughout the next couple of weeks. Some of it may even pop up in February, but you may see around that full moon, it will do that. If you are very sensitive to energies and feel those things coming through, that means you take it. I take your moment and you smile and you go, you know what? There it is. There's one of those things I need to clear out. That's one of those thoughts or beliefs or attitudes or whatever it is, motion, whatever it is. we're not discounting the emotions that we've all felt about a lot of different things here, because emotions are part of our human experience. We want to acknowledge them for what they're trying to tell us. So even those lower agitated emotions, what are they trying to tell you? They're trying to point something out to you that this is triggering you. There's something here that needs to be dealt with. That's what you want to think about. I'm going to take a quick break. When we come back, keep putting out your questions, your comments. Please let me know. You just keep going on the YouTube chat. I'm going to take this quick break. And when we come back, we'll keep powering on. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We will be right back after the break.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day, and we love to hear from you. Leave comments and questions for the host to address live, on the air, and get to know the faces behind the voices you love. Just go to Facebook and search for Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby.
Get empowered. Transformation Talk Radio.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Patricia McNair, host of Divine Guidance with Patricia. And I'm here to help you live a more authentic, spiritually connected life. Join me every first and third Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Being who you are in everyday life is the key to unlocking soul wisdom within that our whole self already knows. Get ready to embrace your spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being, your whole being. Discover your gifts and strengthen your connection to spirit. We will explore earth guidance, divine truth and love, past life lessons, and so much more. So listen in to Divine Guidance with Patricia and join in your personal adventure to triggering, opening, validating, and being all that you are. For more information about me, visit divineguidance.earth.
Your inspiration all day on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to the show. Let's keep going here. I see a couple of comments here. We have Anna Hess that I feel aligned and want to focus on my worth. Fantastic. Great. Honoring it and embracing it during this time. Exactly. That's what we want to do. Even if the chaos occurs. Yes, it will. That's just life here on earth. It throws the challenges at us. Then we find better ways to approach everything. And that's how we grow. I know. Yeah, that's how it works. The journey to becoming me. Remember to love you. Absolutely. Get plenty of fluids, fresh fruits and fresh veggies, preferably organic. I'm absolutely on board with that. So much amazing hope in this world now. Thank you, Dr. Jen, for bringing us all together each week. Oh, thank you. Thank you for being here. And my pleasure. I love it. You guys bring me some energy to keep me going too. Now, let's kind of fine tune this, because Leo's going to help out with a few things here. There's always obstacles that can come up. Okay. We just said that, but Leo brings that courage and that determination to find find the situation, find the best options, find, okay, whatever we find ourselves in, we can make the best of it. We can find a way. That is a very high frequency. Okay, that's a high frequency energy. Okay, this is a challenge. Let's just find and make the most of it. It's the best. Let's just find a way to make the best out of this situation that we find ourselves in. That's what I'm saying to you. Because things happen, but it's how we handle them, whether it affects us and brings us down and keeps us from moving forward. Nothing has to stop you. It's how we approach things. So we're always learning. You know, it's not going to be perfect, so you got to be easy on yourself. Absolutely, self-care is super important. You're clearing energy when you feel that weight, but supporting your body because it's been under the stress too. Just like one of the listeners was mentioning about the eating well and different things like that, your meditations, your breathing, just taking that moment with some affirmations to just, if you find yourself down in the dumps, find an affirmation that's completely the opposite of how you're feeling. And you're like, no, I don't want to keep feeling like this today. I am going to find a better way, whatever it is you got to do. And you know, you don't have to be a victim to your fears. You don't have to succumb to them. You don't have to be feeling trapped to them. We do believe that we are sometimes. And we don't want to be hard on ourselves if that's the way we've always known it. But I'm showing you that there's opportunity to see the bigger picture with the Jupiter energy and look at it differently. Look at it from a different perspective. If we stay down in it, sometimes we just can't see the forest for the trees. You don't realize where you are. And you go, wait, there is definitely something better here. So if we find the courage with Leo to pull ourselves out of a comfort zone, use Jupiter energy to gain that freedom and expansion, to see it from a different perspective, a bigger picture, that's a very, very positive way to use this energy no matter what you see popping up. Yeah, and if you are practicing that when things are challenging, just imagine you'll still find your successes. You'll still find your way through. And then when things settle, because the whole year is not going to be like this, okay? It's a little bit right now in the first couple of months, yes, because it's wrapping up that old cycle. And then we're going to get into this next phase where, wow, okay. But if you can do that during this time, sky's the limit. The sky's the limit. There's nothing that can hold you back, but we believe that we're held back. Beliefs are extremely powerful energy, and they do stop us right in our tracks. If you believe you can't succeed, you see, do you believe you can? Do you believe you can find a better way? You may not know what that is right now, but things will come in to clear up. So if you were in a situation and you're like trying to figure out how to work with this, let's ask ourselves a couple of questions here. What would be the first step you'd take that you wish you could do? Like if you feel like, I really want to do this, and if there was no limitations at all, what would that be? Write it down. Think about it. What are your thoughts on that? Set your intention to find exactly the information, the insights, the ideas, the direction that you're looking for to take that step. You set your intention. I am thinking clearly. I am receiving clearly the messages when I ask from the universe. Yeah, I do that all the time. It's fantastic. If you were to look at how valuable you are, actually, the gift that you are to the universe, the gift that you are to all of us, you would see yourself completely differently, the way the universe sees you, the way the angels see you. Would you really feel that inhibited? Would you really feel like, well, I'm not going to let all those fear stop me. I'm not going to keep holding on to that. Oh, if you were really thinking about the gift that you are, the value that you can bring, you can. All of us can, but we get lost in feeling like we don't have any value. We feel like, well, it's not going to work that way for me. You see, that's a belief. That's a belief. So you're looking at how you can handle, if you feel like you're a little off with this energy coming in right now, or you feel like, wait a minute, that feels up and down and everywhere. Think about that. Now, I saw a question a few minutes ago about, is this Darlene? She's saying, I feel something like an electrical sensation off and on. Not as much now. Is that me raising my vibration? I don't always know it's happening until it stops. I feel like I'm buzzing. Darlene, I feel that a lot. I do. Boy, have I got some stories to tell you. You are probably sensing what is more than likely happening is you're sensing your energy field. You have the electromagnetic field. And here's the interesting thing. You're feeling the shifts in it. Now, depending on your mindset, your emotion is going to indicate to you, are you raising the vibration or are you lowering it? How are you feeling? Like if you feel that buzz when, you know you're in a higher vibration, like happiness, you see what I'm saying? That's kind of a different thing. If you were feeling very depressed or down and you're feeling the buzzing, I think you're picking up on your energy field is what you're feeling. What's interesting is if you're feeling your own, you're probably going to feel other energy fields around you. Eventually, you'll start to figure that out. And then what was the other thing you were saying? Oh, you felt like you were buzzing. Yeah, there's like a buzzing. There's a high pitch sometimes in the ears all the time. If you know there's nothing medically wrong with you, you're fine. There isn't anything going on. Sometimes we are picking up that energy. I know that I do. I'll hear it. I'll hear it. I'll sense it immediately when it shifts. You can feel an emotion on somebody else shift. You can feel your own shift too. You can feel that. Now, what's interesting is now I think I mentioned it before, but I had to learn like School of Hard Knocks. I've mentioned this before. I had to learn School of Hard Knocks with energy. Years ago with when I'd get, angry or mad about something, stay away from the computers because I was blowing all these motherboards. And I mean, I blew like five and I was like, what is going on with my computers? Okay. I need to step away from the computers until I control. Well, the universe, the angels were teaching me because I had asked, I was, developing and trying to understand some things that I had ignored for years. And they're like, there's a way to redirect your energy because energy is very powerful. And I had to, it was an expensive lesson, but it was teaching me how to redirect my energy. I don't need to let it destroy everything around me or myself. I needed to redirect it. And it was reminding me when I was reading that about the buzzing, because if I'm not careful, I've got sparks flying out of outlets. And you know how sometimes there'll be a spark, sometimes things release charges and stuff like that. When you're working with, we have a lot of electrical energy and I have to be careful because if I'm really charged up like that, I got sparks flying all the time. I have to be careful. So I need to like discharge myself before I touch anything. It happens a lot for me. Some people have that a little bit more than others. Some people don't feel it like that at all. That's just something with me I've had to learn, and I keep, quartz crystals around electronic equipment. Yes, definitely. But it's also a gift and I was learning how to harness it. And that hasn't happened. And I know, but I'm aware now I have learned how to redirect energy to positively redirect it, not negatively, and not let that charge up and do that. Now, just imagine if that is being held inside you and it's charging up to do something like that, what's that doing to you? The stress that's doing to your own physical body, your vehicle, it's charging up and that's crazy. So I really was being taught a lesson kind of in the School of Hard Knocks. I was like, whoa, that's crazy. But yep, that happens. So I wanted to say, oh my goodness, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Rhonda. Thank you, Rhonda. Rhonda did a super chat. I appreciate that so much. That supports the show so we can bring it to you. So I'm asking, do my guardian angels have any messages for you? What I'm feeling from you, Rhonda, is that you are, what I feel is this underlying current with you that is feeling super excited. Like, I just feel like I'm going to bust out of my skin. Like, it feels very like young energy. And in about, it feels like about 3 months, there's going to be a lot of wonderful things rolling into your life. Lots of activities, lots of choices to make. It feels like three. I keep feeling three. Feels like three. Maybe it's three different things, but immediately what came in was 3 months. But your energy is lifting. You may or may not know that. You may have felt it go up and down a lot. It feels like it's been going up and down a lot. It's going to start leveling out to where it's higher. And you have a lot of potential that's going to be presenting a lot of opportunities to you this year in a few months. So I thought that was pretty cool. That's a really upbeat, exciting. Do you feel any association with what I'm saying? Like, it just feels like something's there, but I'm not quite sure what it is. It feels like it's a few months out, but that's okay. Things are still wrapping up right now. It'd probably be better if it's a few months out. And I'm also feeling that Archangel Shamuel has a kind of a yellow pale energy whenever I feel the color. If I was looking for a color for that angel, it's kind of a pale yellow, like a pastel yellow. But that is a very soothing, calming, one step at a time energy to guide you on a path on whatever direction you're trying to take. I feel that very strongly for you. So you might want to reach out to Shamuel. That's Shamuel if you want to write that down. Because so you're saying, yes, you're feeling what I'm talking about. Yeah, you have, it felt like you went through a really slow period and now it's starting to ramp up, but it's going to ramp up for a couple of months. So you got to, it might take a little bit of patience on your part. But it's coming. So you want to be ready for it. You don't want to miss it. You won't have that intention to not miss the messages as they rolling in, and you will see that things will be very, very positive. There's a lot of things wonderful coming for you. You have to take action on them. Okay. So a lot of things may present and then, but you have to take the action. So just think of it that way. So thank you so much for supporting the show. And I hope that that validates to you what I think you already knew that you were feeling inside. So let's see. Anna has, that makes sense. In moments of chaos, my ears start to ring. Yeah. And sometimes you'll feel things in the hearing when your blood pressure is going up or down. And sometimes that happens with stress. So think about that. Keep an eye on, you know, just taking good self-care while we're going through all this energy shift. Our bodies are calibrating the energy shifts. Our minds, as we are working with energy, it's very powerful. Energy is strong. So it becomes, our thoughts become our reality, you see. So we don't want the problems running the show, do we? We want to tap into the optimism that's out there. There's always the option to choose a different path with whatever's going on. Let's see, Darlene, that makes total sense. Yes, I hear that off and on, makes me stop to see if I need to pay attention to something. Yeah, you should listen to that. Yeah, you should stop and pay attention and listen, because why not? You're starting to pick up nuances around you in the energies that you're in. Stop and ask, like, is there something that I need to notice or pay attention to? Then go about your day. Don't just sit there and stare, you know, just ask, let it go and move on. And then it will come at the most unexpected times. That's the best way to receive the angel messages, is just ask, let it go, say thank you, and then move on. And then you might stumble upon it in your day as you're doing something else completely. Because those messages will come in very naturally if you're not trying to hear them with our physical ears or trying to see it with our physical eyes. It's more of a subconscious thing, and it works really well that way. And the more that you want to see them, the more you start to see them coming up. They're all around us all the time. It's just a matter of, do we take the time to pay attention to them? Do we take the time to see them? So I'm hoping that if you take this heart-centered energy and in the next week, take the affirmation that I put out there for you and put some intention into, you know what? We're going to focus on the dreams, not the problems. We're going to put this out there with intention and clearing anything lower or unsettling off, addressing it, acknowledging it, not being hard on ourselves, just going, okay, yeah, I see that. It's a sensitivity. Let's work on healing that, releasing and letting it go. And then that's with Michael. Michael will do that. And then make sure that you're also working with Gabriel too on the creative side of things, because that's where we can see he's also really good for seeing things from a different perspective. So I like working with Gabriel with Jupiter energy in particular, because you want to harness the energy without being reckless with it, so to speak. You want to feel that courage from Leo to take action, but you want to also harness that Jupiter energy for expansion and perspective and feeling the freedom to do something different without, you know, being reckless or careless with it, or you know what I'm saying. It's a very powerful duo of energy. And with those two angels and you choosing to take responsibility and like, okay, I'm going to acknowledge these things that are bothering me that I need to let go of. Okay, I'm going to look for the insights. I'm going to thank the angels for helping me out and supporting me, reminding me. I'm going to keep that energy cleared off and I'm going to keep focusing on those dreams. What do you wish to do? Which action do you want to take moving forward? That's a question I'm leaving you with, because I want you to think about that, ponder that over the next week or two. Things will go back and forth and make you question and challenge different things, but that's necessary so you can find the clarity. It's so necessary so you can find clarity in where you want to go moving forward. Powerful dynamics here. It's the silver lining to this full moon coming up on the 28th of January. And it's also triggering the wrapping up of an old cycle that I think we're all ready to let go of. So we want that to move on. So if it's bringing up a couple of things, that doesn't mean that you didn't do anything right. It doesn't mean anything, but it's answering your question. It's giving you those insights. Like, what do I need? What are those clues so I can go? That's what you want to pay attention to. Very, very positive. Journal it, write it down. Use that calendar that I put out there for you, because this is the year of abundance if we choose to move on it. I believe in that. I completely do. And I'm sharing this energy with you because I can feel it ramping up. I can feel that there's a lot of possibilities just waiting for us to acknowledge, to grab, but we've got to get all the cobwebs out of the way so we can see those opportunities coming up. So don't bypass that part. Don't bypass clearing out old energy. When it comes up, if you need to do it daily, some of it might be emotional, some of it might be in your physical world, who knows? Whatever it is, if you feel like, you know, something repetitively keeps nagging and gnawing at you, maybe it's like, okay, I really do need to start exercising more, or I need to start eating better, whatever it might be, we need to act on it. We choose to act on it. Angels are there for us, but they don't do it for us. They support us. They guide us, but we have free will. You have a lot of power to make your life go in a much different direction if you so choose. So I hope everyone has enjoyed the show today. We are running out of times. Everybody's feeling the buzzings. Oh my goodness. Everybody's hearing the buzzing. Yes, I see that. As soon as you started talking about buzzing at 9:44 your time. Yeah, the buzzing is interesting. I can't wait to pick up this conversation next week and see how everybody's doing, because I just think it's exciting. We have a great energy in there and we have a lot of support. I'm running out of time. I got to go super fast here. Still working. I got some things that are coming up on the website. So keep, if you're on my newsletter, you'll get that information, but just letting you know it's there, it's working. I'm excited about the things that we're going to be bringing in for you. And I want to just say thank you. Thank you to everyone that showed up today. We're out of time. I've got to go. And let me know how you guys did in this next week on next week's show, because that'll be a day after the moon comes in. So we'll be feeling it next week too. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next time here on the Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.